Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Mwah! Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. We are back again. More interviews. Loving it so far. We had a very successful interview last week with Queen Kong. Everyone seemed to really enjoy that one, which I'm really happy with. I actually listened to that one. I don't normally re-listen. And I went back and listened to it. I was absolutely delirious when we recorded that.
No sleep. Heavy yeah. day for you.
Heavy day, no sleep. And I was listening in it and I was just like, I was unhinged.
Maybe that's the secret. Delirious yeah. juice. Oh my God, oh, I would love that. A little sexy. You're like, no, my career. No, it was so fun. She was a treat. So much fun. I'm glad that all the listeners are loving the interviews. No, it was a really great episode. Thank you for juggling life and the pod.
Claps for us.
And I almost feel like I'm at Juice's house this week on the podcast SQ Cuties yes. because she is in charge of the media board, the soundboard. She has all the power. It's fun, right?
I do enjoy it. I'm gonna eventually forget what buttons are and start concentrating on other things. But let's get to other things. How are you? What's going on? How's life?
Oh my God, I'm so good. Did you see my video that I upcycled a prom dress this week?
Yes, I messaged you and I said, I'm stealing it. It's too me coded for you to even own.
I know, I put it on and I was like, I feel like Juicebox in this.
you finished it and I went, that's mine. That's my dress.
You absolutely can try it on. It's so cute.
Oh, it's fabulous. Oh my yes. God.
I love that silhouette. It. You don't have to cinch. You don't have no. to pad.
You put on a panty and you're done.
You're done.
Done
and
like
you're ready for a tea party.
It's so cute. What hair are you wearing with it?
I did a really beautiful ginger hair.
Mm.
It was kind
of
unexpected.
Oh, that one, the high up, half up, half down one you've been wearing?
For DragCon. Remember that big hair that I wore for day two?
Yeah.
It was that, and it looked so cute.
What was this
cute.
For? Just for fun?
It's actually for a shoot that'll come out. A campaign with the Vanity Lab in Vancouver for Christmas. Oh. So it'll be in a second. But I wanted to show the dress because I was so happy with the upcycle. I feel like I'm just being an environmental girly. It was so fun because this dress was so boring, plain Jane before, and it didn't even fit me. So I was like, okay, let's like restructure this. And I just made it so much more drag. It felt fun.
It was very drag. Yeah. And I liked the beading that you did on top. It was very beautiful.
That was a dollar store. Those petals from the dollar store. Can you believe?
I mean, I can, but they're not going to age well. They're going to look like orange blobs in like a year.
Time will tell.
And
then I'll give it to you.
Cycle again.
Juice, it's turned orange. Do you want it?
Do you want it? It's kind of junk now.
But how are you?
Fabulous costumes. I'm good. I'm really good. I just got back from my birthday trip. I went to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios.
Flo Rida.
I went to Flo Rida. Yes. it was fab. It was super warm and humid every single day. It only rained like once or twice for like 10 minutes.
Is that so like Florida, just to kind of dump and then be done?
Yeah, and then be done. And like cool. it was like a sun shower. So it was like still sunny out, but then like absolutely drenched you with rain. And then like it was done.
Just be Drew Barrymore running in the rain.
Just run in the rain whenever you can.
And if there's a writer's strike, go back to work.
I was just about to make the joke. just go back to work. But yeah, so... but I had a fab time. My birthday wasn't the best. My birthday was last Wednesday and it was during all of the, anti-trans protests. Ooh. And I did have a moment where, so I'm in a smaller town. So in the bigger cities, there was a lot of pushback. In the smaller towns, there isn't a lot of pushback. So there was a really big protest and I was screaming some horrible things from my car. I was telling them to end their lives. And I was screaming things. And then I sat in a Walmart parking lot and I cried for 30 minutes. I had a bit of a heavy birthday. It was a bit rough.
Oh my God, get this girl a cupcake. This is not how you celebrate.
So I flew to the most homophobic state I could. And I looked at scary things.
Was it actually scary? Did you genuinely get scared?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was terrified. It was great. Yeah.
I'm not good with like haunted houses and stuff, right? That's what you were doing.
Oh, I did haunted houses and I'm not good with them either, but I just had the best time. Cynthia, I want to bring you into a haunted house. I think it would be hilarious.
I would do it for content. Of course. Anything.
For content. But not for fun. I didn't do it for content. I just did it for fun.
No, but I would do that.
Oh, this was my unplug weekend. I had to unplug.
I love that. Girl, I'm looking so forward to my unplugged week. I'm giving myself a little bit of a family trip. And I'm doing carry-on. I'm doing carry-on only. Do you think I can do it? I'm packing for a wedding.
That's what I did. That's what we did. Maybe not for a wedding.
I know.
But we did. We went to Florida where all I wore was tank top shorts and like little panties.
Easy. They're like little pieces.
Little tiny pieces. A suit is going to be a little rough.
I know. I feel like if I fold it carefully and steam it when I get there, SQ Cuties, I will keep you posted.
I love that.
I know you're dying to find out.
You fucking bitch.
No, I love it. It's the riveting content. They want to know, did Cynthia pack with just a carry-on or not? But do we want to get to our fabulous guest?
Yes. We are getting to I have to find the button. Let me find the button. Where's the button? Which button is it called?
Which one? Which sound?
Where is it? Do, do, do. I'm looking for the transition sound.
Oh, it's called whip.
Oh.
But before we do that, we should let the SQ Cuties know that anyone who supports us on Patreon, we have an announcement this week.
We have a very sad announcement this week. So we have maybe the most beautiful, handsome, gorgeous guest.
I'm going to cry.
And our video wasn't working. So
we had to do audio only.
We had to do audio only for maybe the most handsome man to come on our show. And we had to do audio only. It was heartbreaking for both of us.
We had the Brad Pitt of drag queens on our show and we did audio only. we're bad at this sometimes. We're so sorry. We love you.
But with that being said, she's more than just a great pair of tits, some shoulders and a pretty face. We have Ella Vidae on our show. We get to talk so much about what she's doing with fitness, and we get to talk about a lot of what she's doing with like her television and movie career. So it's super exciting. We can't wait for you guys to get into this interview, even though it is just audio.
Picture how beautiful they are.
All right, do you have her number? Should we give her a call?
Oh, I do, on speed dial.
Yeah. Boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep. Whip sound. So we are working on three time zones again, but we are so excited to have her. This is Ella Vidae. How are you?
Hello. Hi, Juice. Hi, Cynthia. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like we are robbed of the visual treat that is Ella Vidae.
Well, I'm robbed of the treat that is Juice and Cynthia right now. So this would be a very, very gorgeous trio.
Honestly, I feel like we have to make sure we still do some sort of virtual selfie at the end of this.
Yeah, okay, deal.
Yeah, let's do that.
But speaking of your dashing looks, Ella, how does it feel to be the crush of everyone in the drag franchise? I feel like you are everyone's crush at a drag.
I still find it a bit strange, but also at like 35 years of age, I never expected that or ever got the attention when I was younger. So like, I just embrace it. Like, why not? What can you do? You can't be like, no, I'm not. Oh, stop it.
Hold on. Back up. When you were younger, you didn't get this attention? Unpack this.
No, not at all. Not at all. I've never been really popular with guys. I would never have people like DMing me or anything. So like, it is a very weird thing. I think
You're
as
so
soon,
handsome.
It's like as soon as I started doing drag and I, you compared drag to like Me Out of Drag, then people were like, oh, actually, you're not bad looking as a guy.
Oh my God. That's what? So funny. I feel like it's the opposite for a lot of people start drag and they're just like, we're seen as these like pariahs. People are just like, oh, they're gross now. But you start drag and everyone's like, oh, she's hot.
Yeah, it's weird. It's the opposite, because it's like, why did it take me to put makeup and a wig and all of this fucking padding and corsets for people to go, oh, actually, you look better without the drag on. You should. It's a very, very strange concept. But like I said, I think you've just got to embrace these things. You don't know what's, when you go on a show like Drag Race, you don't know what the hell is going to happen. So like,
that's true.
You know, it's a lovely feeling, but like, it's very foreign to me. It's very strange.
Get out of town. That makes me like, that has to make me smile. Cause I thought, honestly, me like seeing you on camera, Ella, I was like, oh, this guy must know. They're just like so dashing. Like, this has probably been their life. I love hearing the backstory that you're like, no, this is all very new territory for me.
Oh God, no, no. I've always been, I've actually been really insecure with looks and body and everything my whole life. So I think, having never received much attention, I never thought much of myself. I knew I wasn't like but ugly, but like I never considered myself like you're saying, like the person everyone would, you know, fancy or whatever.
I swear, we were at DragCon and I feel like every single girlie was just like, that Ella of a day out of drag.
we were absolutely feral.
Yeah.
Like at one point we saw each other at breakfast and like it was like our first time really like meeting face to face, and you hugged me and I sat down and everybody looked and I went, she is just rock solid muscle. That is just rock solid. Just pure beef hard.
I don't know what to say to that.
I mean, you work really hard. You work really hard on those things. And that actually brings us to our like kind of first like big question. Fitty is something that you've just launched, right? And it's fitness that's out of drag and in drag, and I need to know more about it. Like, is this something that you developed on your own? Is this like a brand deal? How did this come about?
No, it's not a brand deal. It's my own business that I've developed with a company that do these sort of fitness workouts and stuff. So imagine it's like a fitness DVD sort of deal. But I wanted to do something that incorporated myself out of drag and the drag element, because, you know, fitness can be really, really boring. And I think with my fan base being so diverse, from like your mums that are at home, the gays, the queer young people that don't feel comfortable going to the gym, I just wanted to incorporate a bit of me, because I love like working out. And especially this year, I kind of found I found health was my wealth, because I felt so shit last year. And so, that's how it came about, really. And been working on it since February, and we just launched literally a week and a half ago. So it's been a long time in development.
I mean, it's fabulous.
I love the spliced screen edits where you were talking to yourself, Ella. It's very camp.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do at home anyway. So I thought, why not record it?
Exactly.
It's such a fun concept too. And the gym can be very intimidating for people, especially like young queer people. It can be very like something that they really want to start getting into, but they like, it's very like a hyper-masculine, very heterosexual space.
Yeah. It can be really daunting. And, you know, even the gym I go to here is really straight and really like bro-y, and I actually hate it. I hate the gym completely, but it's 5 minutes around the corner. So I just have to, it's one of those things, I just keep my head down and don't talk to anyone, whereas everyone else is like, all right, bro, like fist bumping and all that stuff. And I don't know if you ever get this with straight guys, especially, they'll raise a hand to do like some sort of hand clap or fist or anything like that, and I almost like feel like they're going to hit me. I don't know what to do. It's like, do I grab the hand? Do I use my fist? Do we kind of hug? Do that sort of claspy hug thing? So even for me, I don't feel completely comfortable when I go to the gym.
So is that how Fitty was invented? This idea of avoiding some of the gym awkwardness, because it's virtual, I would imagine.
Yeah. So we've recorded a whole heap of exercises. So weekly they'll get a new drop of the next sort of bit. And it's just really to encourage people to have a bit more fun whilst doing it. And like the drag side of it, I'm in drag literally doing sit-ups and planks and stuff like that. It was really uncomfortable to film, not gonna lie. But the fact
did you
that
wear a
I'm,
corset when you were yeah, doing sit-ups and was, stuff?
Oh my god,
fully corseted. And
your rib cage is just like being crushed.
Yeah, literally. I wouldn't recommend it, but you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Motivate the children.
God. Exactly. And it's just fun. And I just thought no one's ever done like a drag sort of workout subscription type thing. So I thought, why not I do it? And, you know.
It's such a good idea.
Thank you.
Like, it's so good. I am obsessed with it. As a fitness girlie, me and Cynthia are both fitness girlies.
Yeah, well, exactly, if you are doing a season two of Fitty content, sign us up, bitch. We will be there
definitely.
With you.
We'll have to franchise it out to Canada.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'll do the CrossFit version. Cynthia will do the like Pilates version and yeah. Yoga.
Well, I've spoken to me and Juice, we've spoken a lot about fitness because like I genuinely have such an interest in it. And I'm gonna start my I wanna get like a PT qualification as well so that I can really understand everything. Because the way the Fitty works is we have a PT who sort of leads it and I'm there doing it along
What's
with
PT?
You.
PT is that personal trainer.
Oh, personal trainer. Yeah.
Got it.
I've always been really interested in it, and it's just sort of changed my life this year. I feel like so much healthier, mind, physical, everything. It just and everything seems to be going my way this year as well. And I feel like it's because I've sorted myself out. I think there's a lot to be said for that.
That's fabulous. Mm. Who is your PT?
I was going to see a guy called Monty, and at the beginning of the year, and he was really great. And,
oh, that's awesome.
Just to kickstart yourself back into getting out of a bit of a rut, because last year off the back of Drag Race, it was just so busy with tours and, you know, live appearances. And you know what it's like, the culture of drag, a lot of drink, a lot of traveling, and you don't end up looking after yourself properly.
It can be hard. The road, the travel at all times, you find it can be very decadent.
Yeah,
mine's the nutrition, like keeping yourself like fed properly and eating shit all the time, especially when it's most of your time spent in an airport, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's really hard.
Or it's heat up food in the microwave.
Yes, the microwave.
Which segues me into your legendary Snatch Game performance, Ella. We actually both won our Snatch Games at a relatively similar time because of airing schedules.
Yeah, that's
I feel
right.
like my episode would come out and yours was around the next day or vice versa. So we both won our Snatch Games. And I remember you messaged me and I thought it was so cool because I was like, oh, you did such a great job. I felt very proud about my performance. Do you have other characters in your arsenal or is, I forget her name, this microwave woman. What's her name?
Nigella. Nigella Lawson.
Is she your main girl that you do, or do you have other characters?
Well, I'd never done a celebrity impression before in my life, so I didn't really have a lot of options to take with me. I had this woman called Mystic Meg, who was like a psychic who used to do TV predictions on the National Lottery. It would have been a very different vibe completely. And I kind of loosely had someone that's famous from EastEnders. I don't know if you've ever watched it, but her name is Natalie Cassidy, and she's just a little bit like, oh, what? A bit very like London. And then the other person was potentially Boris Johnson, because we'd just come out of the COVID pandemic and he was the prime minister, who was like a blundering idiot.
He had the funny white hair, right?
Exactly. Yeah, he's an idiot. So he would have been an interesting choice as well.
Sounds so fun.
It's
so
hard.
I'm happy
I think,
with what you went with. She was hilarious.
Yeah, me too. It's such a hard thing. I don't think I really understood Snatch Game and how you choose the characters, because when I saw season two, when they did someone from Little Britain, I can't remember what it was, like yeah but or something like that, I didn't realize that you could do a character that the person did. I thought it had to just be a person. So
it's like a little loophole. I feel like some of the girls.
Yeah, that's the loophole. Yeah.
You say you're being the actor, but you're doing their character work. Yes, it's very interesting.
And I had no idea that was a thing. So I kind of limited myself. But, you know, it worked out in the end. And I changed to Nigella on the show, literally, when I spoke to Rue. It kind of encouraged me to change. So there and then I was cutting a wig, back combing that Nigella wig. And I couldn't find any nails. So like I'm wearing an orange dress, a, purple earrings, blue nails. Nothing went together when you watch it. If you look at what I'm wearing, it's like, why has she got blue nails from the Spice Girls the week before? Orange dress, purple earrings. It was just manic.
Well, it's that point of the competition where everything starts to, like, you've worn almost everything at that point, right?
I don't know. I can't remember. I think I'd won two things. That was my second win, I think. Potentially. Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's just so hard when these characters have to be so planned that to improvise in the studio, it's like, hey, what do I have that would work for this woman? It's kind of a stretch, right? Well, I thought you did a great job.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And the Micro Wave thing had happened literally just before I was going into Drag Race. So I'd done my audition tape with Nigella, but she hadn't said Micro Wave at that point. So that was just like a gift. That was like, I can use this for an answer. I know I've got that. And then the other answers were just alliterating words, basically, and trying to make it funny somehow. And half of my snatch game was actually not the answers. It was me just chatting as much as I could so that Rue couldn't ask me any questions. That was my technique.
I love that. That's so Ella.
Smart. That's very smart.
When we were messaging, exactly, it was like, you don't have to actually answer the questions of snatch game. And I think queens always overlook this. You can do a misdirect. You just stay true to your crazy character work that you're doing. Make the host laugh. That's the actual game.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And because I'd changed character so last minute, I didn't have any plans for a lot of them. And like, going off of Vanity's answers, I think she said dirty rice. And then that was the dirty, dirty, dirty. That's where that came from. And then one of her answers was pum pum. And then I made it into pum pum potatoes. And it was like a whole stick about my recipe book. So I just kind of, I just lived on, it was so cold in that studio as well. My brain was so switched on because I was freezing that I was just ready and firing on all cylinders. So I really loved it, actually.
It's exhilarating, right?
Yeah, I don't want to do it again, but like, it was fun.
Never again. No, it's terrifying.
Never again. So is that you saying that you probably wouldn't ever go back?
I don't know. Right now, I've got so many amazing opportunities and so much going on that I just feel like right now is not the right time. Like, I never say never, but I just don't think for me right now. I don't want to do it. So I think if I really want to do it, then I'll do it. There's no point doing it half-assed.
Yeah, you want to go full Monty.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the full Monty,
Very good segue.
Did you like that? Thank you. I've been working right there. Thank you. I've been working on them. You have a background in musical theater. So how long into your theater career did drag really become the focus? And then maybe start to kind of tell us, I saw on your Instagram that you have a full Monty thing coming up.
Yeah. Well, I went to musical theater dance college when I was 16. And then I started working when I was 18. I didn't start drag until 2017 was the first time I ever did it. So I've only been, and then I put myself
how
out.
How old were you there?
Oh, fuck knows. I'm not sure. Maybe like 27, 28.
Okay, cool.
And
so
I
theater only for quite a while.
Theater for about 13 years.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I was still doing theater right up until the pandemic. So until March of 2020, I was rehearsing for Hairspray when the pandemic hit. So I was still very much a musical theater girly. And then during that lockdown is when my drag actually took off the most on social media. I'd been doing it for a year before that, or just about, maybe less, because I was doing musical gigs in between. So before Drag Race, I really had very little experience, and I'd hosted one night during the pandemic to like five people. And apart from that, I'd never done something like the stand-up challenge or, you know, like something like
really?
That. That was so different.
So you've really only been doing this for like maybe 3 years, maybe a bit more?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, I started putting myself out there in February of 2019. So yeah, so not long at all. But I kind of just, it's like I was saying with going back to Drag Race, if I really want to do something, then I do it. And like, I go whole hog. And like me applying for season 2 of Drag Race, I didn't go through with it. But like, what was I thinking? That was very bold after doing drag for like a year. I'm glad I didn't do that. I did it after a year and a half instead.
You're like, I gave myself a few more months.
Yeah. Stupid cow.
Oh my God.
What was I thinking? Okay, now I'm ready.
Yeah. Well, now I'm just like, I'm going back on your Instagram and I'm trying to find like the year. Like, you really, like, even a year in, you were still very polished.
Yeah, I just try my best. Even on Drag Race, when I look at it now, I'm like, oh God, my makeup, and you know, there's so much that I would change, but that's hindsight, isn't it? Like I didn't even really know how to fully like cover, like do beard cover. So like my face looks so orange, and the shade of makeup I'm using is wrong. But you know what? I was so green to it. I was so new. I just really did my best, and
yeah, there's certain things you're not going to catch until you see it on camera, right?
Oh, like, God,
oh, that's
yeah.
how that looks. Okay.
I know. I think that was the biggest learning curve, actually, watching the show back. I was like, oh, okay, I need to do a bit of a darker eye, or like, that is very orange. We won't do that again. Yeah.
Do you have any sort of drag family or drag mom that would help you in that, these, you know, guiding your... Okay, so you're doing it like a solo girly.
Yeah, I'm an orphan. I just taught myself like everything from YouTube. Like, I didn't really have like a family. I had mm-hmm. friends who did drag now and then, but like mm-hmm. I just really, when I started in February 2019, I just started an Ella Instagram, and I didn't tell anyone because I wanted to like build my own sort of fan base without all of the musical theatre people knowing, because sometimes they can mm-hmm. be a bit judgmental about mm-hmm. people.
Catty queens.
Yeah. So I kept it private and just made it work
so
for myself.
Do you think that's where your makeup skills came in then? The musical theater? Because you don't really have a booger phase, which I think is rude, because most of us have a booger phase, and you kind of just started looking like a beautiful woman, and that isn't nice.
Oh no, there was a booger stage, but the photos are so old.
Oh, okay,
I don't actually know where they are. Yeah, I don't know where they are, but they're somewhere. I'll dig them out. But no, I did look rough when I started, best believe.
That first post, though, is very beautiful.
I'm sure I knew how to edit back then as well, so I think it's probably not completely true.
Oh my God, some of the Facetune, you see the girls, it's like, that is not you.
Honestly.
I used to add lens flare to mine, like I was giving.
Ooh.
Some people, like I met a drag queen the other week at a Pride, and I did not know who it was because they didn't look like their AI version online.
Oh no, Rosé.
That album cover. We all saw it.
Yeah, we all saw the album cover.
I think
where's
Rosé?
Where's Rosé?
There's editing, and then there's like using someone else's features on your face. You know what I mean? There's going too far with some people.
Definitely. Yeah. But let's ask a little bit more about the Full Monty. So I saw that on your Instagram. Oh, yeah. Is that the Full Monty with a little Christmas tree? So are you doing that for Christmas time? And how much of Ella are we seeing? Like,
okay,
is this...
So it's called The Real Full Monty, and it's on ITV, which is one of the TV channels in the UK. Mm-hmm. And it's a two-part show. It's raising awareness about cancer, female cancer and male cancer. So the whole thing is like a documentary series where me and 11 other celebs from the UK are learning the Full Monty routine. So we do a strip. So at the end of the show, the very last thing is all of us, you know, doing the typical like Full Monty strip. Yeah. So literally everything off. You won't see it on TV. But you'll see the nice thing about it is
Juice
because
books
I don't...
her ticket. You're like, oh, okay, I guess I'll go.
I guess I'll go. Like, whatever.
Well, you missed it. We already filmed it. Oh, it's already in the can.
Oh my God, how'd it go?
It was really good. It was on a 31 degree day here, Celsius. I don't know what that is. Do you do degree?
No, that's
Fahrenheit,
us. No, that's perfect. 30,
that 31 is hot.
It was so hot, and
good.
Because we did it in a theater as well, which had no aircon, so it was awful. And I had to do drag on the stage as well, so we had to like really carefully organize how I would do the drag, then get out of drag to do the boy stuff. So yeah, you're going to see both. So Ella and Nick are going to be in it, and for the first time, probably a lot of people will learn that my name is actually Nick and not Ella when I look like a boy, because it would feel weird talking about like my mum's breast cancer journey everyone calling me Ella all the time, you know. So yeah, it was a really, really lovely show. And I know it sounds a bit weird because we're stripping and all that, but it's people come overcoming their fears and like talking about really like difficult things and spreading awareness, really, because that's, I think, a really important part of the show. So yeah, it was really fun.
So it's absolutely. come for the nudity, stay for the heart.
Exactly. It's yeah. heart, yeah, yeah. heart, dick, balls, ass, everything else. Yeah,
but not on TV.
You'll definitely see bums, but you won't see the final reveal when we like take the hat off to show our penises, because they flash like a huge blinder light at the audience. So I imagine the cameras won't catch it.
I can't wait for you to be all over Reddit, the Drag Race Gone Wild Reddit.
Is that still a thing? Do they still do that?
Oh yeah, it's still a thing. It's definitely still a thing.
I hate Reddit.
That's the worst.
Don't go there. Don't go there. Yeah. But what I love, Ella, is this hybrid of you, Ella and Nick, doing theater. Is this part of the future plan as well? Like, to keep theater in your repertoire?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think theater was such a big part of my life prior to Drag Race and stuff.
Totally.
And I have been in for auditions and for like the lead parts and really good stuff. It just would take me away from all the other stuff. So like now I'm working in TV and like film and all sorts of stuff like that, which I really want to do. When you sign up to a show, you're usually in it for 6 months, and it really takes you away from doing other stuff. So I don't know if it's the right time for it, but if I had the right part come in and it was the right, you know, the right time, then I would definitely love to go back to theater, because there's nothing like it, really.
And then would you read more? Sorry, just to interrupt. Would you read more for Ella, or would you read more for Nick, like as these parts come in? Because I see someone like Jinx Monsoon go on Broadway, and that's like, does that excite you, where you're like, oh, I could do more of these roles in drag?
Yeah, definitely. I'm up for anything. Like, if you're paying me, I'll do it. Ah! I'm really keen on, you know, like, do you know Paul O'Grady, who is a massive drag queen in the UK? Have you heard of them?
Ooh.
So they were famous as themselves, Paul O'Grady, and also as their drag, you know, side. And I'm keen to sort of do the both sides, because I think every drag queen has such a unique personality out of drag as well. And it feels so limiting to just do drag and just for people to know me as Ella Vidae. And like, you know, there's so many things I want to do out of drag still, you know, because I'm still relatively young and still want to do loads. So oh, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I love that.
Do loads, take loads.
I didn't want to. I was gonna make the joke, but I didn't know if I should. So
loads
I just
of laundry,
here.
Loads of laundry.
I was just like, oh, don't sue it, Juice.
Juice was. I could hear you. I could hear you.
The silence. She was like, oh, Juice is gonna say something gross.
But we're doing. You're doing some television work as well. There's a project, Some Other Hood.
Yes, that's a film actually. So that is released in cinemas on the 13th of October. So it was a minuscule, tiny little part in drag. Filmed it like almost 2 years ago, but that was really cool to go and do that. So like I'm in a feature film as well, which is really cool. So yeah, I've got my fingers in all the pies, which I really like.
It's so that's crazy amazing. How long film can take to come out. Like 2 years ago, that's wild.
I know, yeah. And how long it takes to film as well. My God, it was 2 days and like... probably I'll be in like a minute in the edit.
Can you describe your role at all?
I think the role, I think now they've edited it. I think they created such a long movie, they had to cut it down a bit. So I think my part's not as big as it should be. But basically, I was the door whore who was really like overly flirty with the main character. And actually in the trailer, you can see I'm in the trailer where I'm in like the toilet stalls, and I take a gun from one of them and give it to this guy who's called Lethal Bizzle, and just a bit of a drunk whore, basically, which is not too different to me on a night out, to be honest.
Oh, I've seen Ella with a few drinks. She's fab.
Oh, gosh.
You had a great time in Los Angeles.
Oh, it was so fun. But like the measures in America, my fucking God, they're huge.
I know. Yeah. It's illegal.
Jesus Christ, I could not believe it. Like, I ordered two double whatever gin and tonics and two shots. The shots alone were like a pint, and the doubles were just free poured. Like, in the UK, yeah, it's so measured, and you get a minimal amount, and it's probably diluted anyway. So, like, after DragCon, it was so exhausting. I think it just went straight to my head, and I was having the best time ever.
Oh, best night of your life. It was actually funny when I first asked you to do the pod. You were very transparent. You were like, I've had a few drinks. We need to talk about this another time. And then you sent me this like cute little drunk self, like duck face selfie. And the next morning I told you, I was like, oh, I got a cute little photo. And you were like, what did I send?
Yeah, because I think I said to you, I'm drunk, I'll message you tomorrow. Because there's been so many, like, you know, like when you go to events all the time, like the last couple of weeks here, for some reason, it's just all going on. It's all popping off. But there we go. We love to drink.
You just have a cheeky little time. You know?
Yeah. Do you like going out? Do you like that part of the world of drag, like kind of hitting up the scene afterwards and in between gigs?
Do you know, not really these days. I think sometimes when you've done the gig and then you hang out after, sometimes like people can be so intrusive and it can be a bit too much, unless there's like
asking you to do podcasts. It can get quite annoying.
Exactly. Nothing worse.
So
like, you know, you must have it as well, like when you're on a night out and people are like you're trying to have a conversation with your best mate and someone's like, can I have a photo with you, or like, you know, telling you what they want to say about Drag Race. And sometimes it can be just a little bit too much. I love going out with my mates, but I tend to sometimes not hang around after, unless it's like a little bit of a private area, because sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I love those little private spots. Those are really nice.
VIP.
VIPs.
VIP. I love that. Well, I mean, I feel like that's kind of the interview. So we do have a fun little section at the end just to lighten things up. It's a little lightning round. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Synth, do you want to start or me?
Absolutely. So you have to do either or, Ella.
Okay.
Cardio or weightlifting?
Weightlifting.
Nice. Carbs or protein?
Protein.
Nice.
McDonald's or Burger King?
McDonald's.
Very good choice. Excellent choice. Mm-hmm. I need to know your order before we start. I need to know. What do you get?
Do you have chicken selects in Canada?
What is that?
Are those like the strips?
Yeah, the chicken strips. I love them.
I love them in the UK. They're so good.
It's not a nugget. It's a strip.
No.
Way
it's
better.
Like a proper bit of chicken. And it's crusty and it's nicely flavored. And you get massive dips. That's my go-to. Like a chili and like a barbecue sauce. But they're like fabulous premium dips. Like that's my go-to.
The chive onion dip, I think, is really good too.
Oh, yeah.
Are you
guys coming to London for DragCon UK?
No.
I think this one I'm going to sit out.
Oh, boo.
I know.
It's a bit too pricey.
Just to get over there and have it all set up. But I'll be in Los Angeles. I'm sure you'll come there too, right?
Well, if they invite me. Like, because the reason I didn't go straight off the back of my series is because they invited us, but they're like, we're not paying for anything. I was like, well, I'm not going to I'm not going to spend £10,000 just going there. So
yeah. It's so expensive.
At least the London one is so easy for me because it's literally 20-minute drive down the road for me.
Oh, perfect.
And I did it so cheap last year. So I'm back. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
No, it's fun. It is really fun. But we'll miss each other, unfortunately.
Aww.
But okay, wait, two more questions. Miss. Lightning round. Lightning round.
Sweet or spicy?
Sweet.
Mm. Heels or flats?
Flats. in drag heels, I can't do flats in drag. It feels wrong.
I know. I feel naughty.
It looks like duck feet. It's very strange. All stars or versus the world?
All stars.
Yeah. 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 Agreed.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
Ella, you've been an absolute delight. Thank you so much for coming on our podcast. It means the world. We cannot wait for all the SQ cuties to check out Fitty.
Oh yeah, please do check it out. It's gone so well. I'm like really, really thrilled and people are loving it. And thanks for having me. And I'm gutted I won't see you in January, but maybe in May in LA. That would be lovely. Yeah.
We'll have. Is there anything else that you want to kind of promo or shout out to anybody before you leave?
I think we've promoted everything. But yeah, thanks so much for having me.
So when will this full Monty piece be out for the viewers?
So it and goes, it's in December, like Christmas schedule. So they've not really said when.
A gift.
A Christmas gift. And you'll soon see the like naked Christmas shoot that we did. I'm front and centerfold.
Oh, I wouldn't have it. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, fabulous. Jugs out for the world. I will. Well, thank you so much, Ella. And we're looking forward to seeing so much more of you.
Too much more. Thank you so much.
No worries.
And we're back. How fab. That was great. Oh my
God. That was an elephant interview.
Eleven interview. She must get those all the time. We didn't ask her if she just gets that constantly.
Oh, totally. But I feel like Ella has a beautiful sense of boundaries. Didn't you get that from her?
Before we started recording, we had made some like cheeky jokes, and she was just like, about sending pictures, and she went, not dirty ones. And I was like, boundaries. Diva has a boundary.
I appreciate it. I like when someone knows themselves and like how they want to navigate their career and aren't caught up about the things happening around you. She seems to have a really strong sense of self. I think that's what I want to say the term boundary. That seems almost guarded. I just think Ella's got a really like cool head on her shoulders, and such a fabulous interview.
And she feels really put together in the sense of like what she wants to do with her career and how she wants to do it and how she lays things out. She's a hustler, you know?
And didn't you find it refreshing for her to talk about that first year post show, how it can kind of feel overwhelming, like it's so new and untracked territory? Like, I feel like for us, when we got off the show, it's you kind of have to pretend like everything's like easy breezy. Like, I know how to do
and
this.
It's not at all times.
Different. But and I know with COVID as a factor.
Yeah.
Me too. COVID totally was a curveball. But it's even within that, it's like, how do I navigate this period? I find it refreshing when queens are more candid about it. Like, I think sometimes we all fall prey to living highlight reels, you know, due to social media. And so I find it freaking refreshing when someone's like, no, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know what the rest of this week should look like. How am I considering my day productive? I just liked it. I thought she was very candid. Great interview.
She was great. Great interview. But you know what else is great?
And she sent us a selfie after, and she looked beautiful.
Oh my God, I'll show you. If you're still, if this is going on the Patreon, I'll show you. Look at how absolutely handsome. Like, just what a sweetie.
I love how you say the word. I love how you say the word like. like,
what a little sweetie. Anyways.
So gorgeous.
But you know what else is cool and great and awesome? We have audience questions this week.
Applause. So fun.
Oh, sorry.
You can take the soundboard away from the girl, but you can't take the girl away from the soundboard.
She's like, press the applause button, Juice, please.
Do we want to hear from Dustin?
Yes, let's hear from Dustin.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Juice and Cynthia. This is Dustin from Edmonton, Alberta, calling in once again. Been loving the interview series so far, and I'm glad you guys are feeling nice and refreshed from it. Cynthia, I'm so sad I had to miss your recent venture to Edmonton, Alberta to perform at Evo. Would have been so fun to see you again, but alas, I was out of town. But I have a fun reason for being out of town. I was in my hometown helping run auditions for a production of Little Mermaid. And I just thought I would ask you guys, what's your thoughts on doing like theater performances and stuff like that? If you've ever done it and if you consider it. And then my next question is, also, have you ever guys been to weddings where drag queens perform, and would you ever do such a thing like that? That'd be fun. Thanks. You guys are so fun. I would love to see you guys again soon. Hopefully it's soon. Yes, I'm saying too many things. I've tried to record this too many times. Love you both. Bye.
Oh, Dustin, that was so cute. Dustin, what a perfect question for this interview too.
Perfect. It's like perfect. you knew how relevant you could be.
Also, besties, we don't pre-listen to these usually. These are just like
on the fly
listen to them because we want to have a genuine reaction. So that one just worked so perfectly with Ella's interview. So great, awesome. What would you ever do, theater?
Oh my God, of course. I think it'd be so fun. I actually did a role in high school where I I was like in soft drag. Like that was my like very first like dipping my toe into the pool of like drag. So for me, it's always felt very tethered and combined and just like something that I would absolutely love to do. I think it'd be so fun. The right roles in drag, like hello.
Oh, fabulous. It's a never say no kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm also like in like pre-talks of doing a show.
Yes.
Next year. Yeah.
Like pre-talks, a cabaret, like a cabaret style.
It's can't a quite panto. I think it was panto. Yeah. But it's just like, it was just like casual conversation pre-talks. It's like nothing's been set in stone yet. So it was just one of those like, would you be down with this? And I was like, I mean, I'm not saying no.
Casual Kellys. Not set in stone, you know? Sharon's.
You never want to sign the contract unless you know how much, you know? That's the thing.
Yes,
And wedding-wise, I've performed at hundreds of weddings.
Hundreds?
I wouldn't say hundreds, but like I used to perform it with like, I was the bat mitzvah girl for a whole summer. Like I was constantly working for bat mitzvahs because I worked for one bat mitzvah. And then it was all that whole like a group of parents kept hiring me for these bat mitzvahs. So I ended up doing like a summer of bat mitzvahs. And with that comes weddings. So I was doing weddings and bat mitzvahs. I was that girly for like a summer.
Like, when it the was, girls it become was, women, Juicebox shows up.
There's me. Hello.
You like that? Ooh. Ooh. When I think of Juicebox, I think of bat mitzvah.
I think of becoming a woman. I think of an integral time in your life.
That's amazing. You better get that niche cornered market. I love it.
Oh yeah. But they're the same as weddings, you know, it's a big event. Totally. So I used to do weddings all the time. Like I love performing at weddings.
Dustin, this is why we love weddings. You pack your greatest hits, your best looks. You do a little shimmy, you do a little shake, and everyone goes buck wild because it's different
from
everyone
having fun.
Exactly. They just want to like get drunk and dance. And so you just kind of enable that to happen. And maybe less at a bat mitzvah, but
it was a lot of 14-year-olds looking very confused and a lot of really excited parents. But with weddings, the drag queen is usually who goes on right before the dance party. So it like gets everybody hyped and then everybody jumps on the dance floor, starts dancing, and you take photos with guests and you're out of there. It's like an hour of your day. It's a fucking amazing. Boom, you get a free meal out of it because you're hiding in some room while they're like doing all the meal. Oh, it's the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Leftover wedding cake.
Oh, like I hate a private party, but I love a wedding.
Because of the extras, right? Like wedding extras.
I love a wedding because it's not your a guy who comes to the bar. It's not his living room. It's an event space.
Yes.
There's a sound system. There's like maybe not a stage, but a dance floor. There's seating. Like it's a private party is you click clapping your heels on someone's living room and you can hear your breath louder than you can hear the music. Like that's a private party.
I did one of those this summer. I was like, okay.
Not this summer.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Oh,
Cynthia, I hope that check was fat.
Like, you know, I love one face, multiple gigs. So it's like I was already painted. So it was like, let's just like dust that off. Let's go around, do that before I'm done my day. It was cute. She was really excited. But there was that point where I was like, I can hear my heels as loud as
it makes me want to be sick.
It's cringe. It can be cringe. But thank you for calling in, Dustin. We always appreciate when SQ Cuties dial in. It's so fun. Please do it all the time. Your message was
always
perfect. 10 out of 10.
And we have one for next week. Very exciting. But I know, we're not doing it today. I don't want to overload.
You hear that, SQ Cuties?
We're doing it next week. I know.
Trending.
Trending.
People are doing it.
Thank you guys so much for coming to support us every single week. If you want to follow us on any of our socials, it is Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, Twitter at SQQpod using the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or you can email us some questions, critiques, face selfies, I don't care, to semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com. No, I mean, don't roast us.
Roast us.
Cynthia.
Roast me.
No, it's always me who gets roasted. Roast her. I want a break.
She needs a break. Roast me, SQ Cuties. And you can do so live on a mic at www.speakpipe.com/SQQPOD.
Love you guys so much. And we will see you next week for a very... Oh, can we say who we have next week?
Maybe. Let's say it.
Okay. Well, let's hint to it. We have... Next week, we have some titties.
Some tatas.
We have some tatas. So we will see you next week for some tatas. I'm trying to find the outro music. There it is.
I was like, where is it?
I didn't catch on. I was like, what?
No, I was... I have the soundboard.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar! Oh, I can't stop farting. Jesus.
I didn't hear any.
You didn't hear them?
Oh, no.
Oh my god, Cynthia, how do I stop it?